As a kid, I attended a lot of movies, and I still go to a lot of movies. I'm still a kid. Proved that too many months ago. Said I was John Q from outer space. And left the mothership, and they caught me, you know. That was a terrible thing. But I had fun. It was interesting, you know, playing checkers all day and making rope sole shoes and everything. Oh, crazy, bad. But, you know, a lot of people say, well, Jonathan, how do you feel? I said, man, I'm out. That's what counts, you know. Because when you're in there, hello, is it sunny today? Stay back in there, kid. Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Oh, give you a hard time. I had about 6 guys coming in screening me, all these psychiatrists, little pads, you know.
Why did you say that?
Oh, I don't know. I'm a Robin Redbreast.
Oh, that's too bad.
No, I changed my mind. Blue Jay. How's that?
Oh, God, worse, you know.
I had him going. I had one guy. He's taking extra courses. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Told him toward the end when I left, put a dress on, the wig. I'm Mrs. Woodrow Wilson. Good luck to all of you. Oh, shook them bad, they were all. They didn't know their wave, you know, or salute, you know. Wild scene. Wild scene. But I learned a lot. Learned a lot. Had to cool it. Oh, I had a little fatigue during the war. That didn't come out, see. Good thing. Oh, I had about 6 months. You know, just walking around the yard with a little broom and everything. But that got me out. A little different then. This thing got me in. So, you know. See, can't kid around you. Pay off sooner or later. But at any rate, where was I? Oh, yeah, I was talking about movies.
You know, that's the trouble with a schizophrenic. The thing split, and then when you get the thing together, you don't know where you are, Daddy.
I was reading a book by some woman here the other day. I forget what it was. A Secret Life of a Schizophrenic Man. It threw me, man. I put the thing down because I didn't want to go back in the zoo, you know. But this kid got a book out that ain't bad, you know, to sell your troubles and bug other people. But, you know, this gambling out here, I don't know how you're doing. I did pretty badly. But I failed mathematics in school. You stand out there at the table, you know, all right, I'm the combat number 16 coming out there. That's all, fella. What do you mean, that's all? I had...
That's all, buddy.
Oh, I didn't see you, Tiny. Mm-hmm. That's kidding. Going to the bathroom, fella. See you around. On my way, buddy. But I stick with those machines, you know, because I know fruit when I see it, you know. All you have to... Oh, yeah, keep pulling them, man. Them little cherries on there. I know them. I picked them. But, at any rate, I mentioned a little while ago about space, you know, and that's where I got in trouble. I said I was John Q from outer space. And I found out one thing, we must never land, you know, just one at a time. And I've seen a lot of saucer people, and but I can't talk about it, you know, because back in the zoo. So we just got to wait, you know, until 1985, and then, oh, yeah. Freeze those cats in the street on the streetcars and everything else, but I can hold off. I've got a little magazine article, 1985, coming out there in the Popular Mechanics. You'll see it in the April issue, and it's all there. But I thought, there is a lot of talk about flying saucers, and I want you to meet a man this evening that's actually seen some 300 flying saucers. And your name, sir?
My name's Elwood P. Suggins, and I'm from Bellbrook, Ohio.
Mm-hmm. And you've seen some 300 flying saucers, is that right, sir?
Yes, that is very true.
When did you see your last flying saucer?
The last one I seen was here Sunday week. It was out in a wheat field.
In a wheat field. Isn't that a little unusual?
No, I think they must feed off wheat or something.
I see. Can you describe the saucer to us?
Oh, very easily. I've seen over 300 of them. It's about as big as this here room. And when it come down, it give off a real funny whirring sound. And the heat it give off was just intense. It was intense. Me and my kid was there, and it was fierce. It's fierce.
I see. And then what happened, Mr. Suggins?
Well, when this here door opened up, and this little ladder come down, and this here teeny man come down this here ladder.
Wait a minute, Mr. Suggins. When you say teeny, what do you mean by teeny?
Well, like I say, he come down this here ladder and crossed over the road and reached up and milked my cow like this. I'd call that teeny, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would, Mr. Suggins. Well, Did he speak American? Did he speak English? Yes, he did. He had this here glass head on him, and there's a little armature inside, and he went...
Hello, I'm a Martian. I hope I speak your language. This is a recording.
And then what happened, Mr. Suggins? Well, then I waited for the flip side.
Take me to your leader. Take me to your leader.
And did you take him to your leader?
No, I didn't know who my leader was.
I see. Did he do anything else? Yes, he did. Every time my kid come out of the house, well, he shrunk him. Shrunk him down about that size. And every time I let the dog out, well, the dog would buried him 3 times. I figure at least he could have did was shrink a dog so the kid has somebody to play with. I see. Was there anything else? Well, then he just, dissolved a couple of chickens around the house, I suppose, for kicks. And then he got on this here ladder again, opened that little door, sealed it, and he was... And then just after he left, there was something worked off on my body, a sort of radiation or something. And I commenced to shrink myself. It was just terrible.
Well, Mr. Suggins, wait a minute. Mr. Suggins, Mr. Suggins, what's the matter?